You know, it's honestly a bit heartbreaking to watch, but the semiconductor industry is hitting a real wall. We're reaching the absolute physical limits of traditional silicon chips.
It's a serious crossroads. As transistors shrink down to the atomic scale, engineers are running into what used to be theoretical problems: massive heat dissipation, electrical resistance, and skyrocketing power consumption. It's becoming nearly impossible to push forward with the old playbook.
And that's exactly why it feels so urgent. This slowdown isn't just slowing down Moore's Law, it's genuinely threatening the pace of innovation. Especially for AI, which is hungry for massive computational power and lightning-fast data transfer.
That's precisely why Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger is betting big on silicon photonics. The idea is to step away from electrical currents and start using microscopic beams of light to move data around the chip.
I love that concept. Because unlike electrons, photons barely generate any heat at all. They don't fight electrical resistance, and they can carry so much more data all at once. It's like upgrading from a bicycle lane to a multi-lane highway.
Exactly. By etching optical waveguides directly into the silicon, engineers can dramatically boost bandwidth while slashing power usage. It's a fundamental shift in how we think about chip architecture.
And let's be clear, this isn't just a nice-to-have upgrade. It's an absolute necessity for the next generation of AI systems.
Absolutely. Large language models and generative AI are crunching trillions of calculations every second. Traditional copper wires just can't move that data between cores and memory fast enough without creating severe thermal bottlenecks.
That's where optical architecture really shines. It gives us the speed, efficiency, and cooling capacity we need to scale AI workloads without completely overloading our data centers.
But Gelsinger's vision goes deeper than just swapping out wires. Intel is actually weaving these photonic interconnects together with advanced packaging and three-dimensional chip stacking to keep performance gains climbing.
It's such a smart pivot. Instead of fighting the hard limits of atomic-scale lithography, they're embracing smarter, three-dimensional hardware design.
It's a necessary evolution. But I have to be realistic here. The transition is going to face some serious engineering hurdles.
I know, it's not going to be easy. We're talking about integrating photonic components into existing CMOS manufacturing lines, which means entirely new fabrication techniques, specialized materials, and incredibly rigorous testing.
And on top of that, you've got to solve for signal loss, achieve micron-level alignment, and somehow make it cost-efficient at a massive scale. It's a complex puzzle.
Gelsinger knows it's going to take years of iterative development to get it right. But early lab results are incredibly promising, and you're already seeing other major tech firms racing down similar roadmaps.
If they pull it off, this pivot will fundamentally reshape computing hardware. We'll finally be moving away from an era defined solely by shrinking transistors toward one driven by intelligent, sustainable architecture.
And that's what gets me so excited. Optical computing promises lower energy consumption, drastically reduced cooling costs, and much greener data centers. It's going to take such a huge weight off our global power grids.
For developers and everyday users, that translates to faster, more responsive devices and AI systems that can actually handle increasingly complex tasks without breaking a sweat.
Look, the engineering challenges are substantial, and we're looking at a timeline measured in years, not months. But the direction is incredibly clear. As AI keeps pushing our computational boundaries, light-based photonics really is the most viable path forward to keep this industry advancing.